Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Ram Goldar, and today Maseches Pesachim Daf Chafal. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three points we're going to focus on: number one, the opening mission, the second parak states, "Kol shah shemutar le'achol machil behemo ochayel v'la'ofos." As long as it's permitted to eat chametz, one may feed chametz to domesticated animals, beasts, and birds. The Gemara infers from here that as long as it's not permitted to eat chametz, meaning once prohibition begins, one may not feed it to animals, and determines that this ruling doesn't fit with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis regarding when chametz becomes prohibited. Rabbi Barua said the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel, who held that chametz that is chuan may be eaten the entire fourth hour, truma that is chametz may be eaten by a kohen the entire fifth hour, and the chametz must be burned at the beginning of the sixth. Our Mishnah is saying that as long as the kohen may eat chametz that's truma during the fifth hour, a non-kohen may feed chametz that is chuan to the animals during that time, but he may not eat it. Point number two, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah listed three categories of animals and explains, if the Mishnah only listed behemos, one might have thought that it only applies to them because if they leave over any chametz, one can see it and then get rid of it. Rashi explains they do not hide their food. Chayos hide their food, and therefore if one were to feed them, he might not be able to find the chametz in time to get rid of it. If the Mishnah only listed chayos, one might have thought that since they hide their food, at least if they leave some over, they'll hide it. If the owner can't find it, he'll only transgress bal yimatze, not to find. If a behemoth leaves over a food, however, the owner might not have a mind to mevatel it, and then he'll transgress bal yiro, bal yimatze, not to see it or find it. And once the Tana mentioned behemoths and chayos, he also mentioned birds. Point number three, the Gemara brings a machutz wherein the source of the prohibition against deriving benefit from chametz. Chizkiyah derives from the pasuk, lo ye'echel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten, which is understood to mean, lo ye'baheter achila, there shall not be associated with chametz any permissibility that leads to eating. Rashi explains that any monetary gain will bring one to purchase food. Had the pasuk written, you shall not eat chametz in the active form, then the prohibition would have solely been on the eating. Rabbi Abba said, kol makom shenemar lo yochel, lo socho, lo sochu, anywhere. But the pasuk reads, one shall not eat, or you singular shall not eat, or you plural shall not eat. Echad isr chilva, echad isr hanam mashma. Both a prohibition against eating it and deriving benefit are inferred, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, as it does regarding the veil. So once again, the three points are number one. The opening mission of the second parak states, kol shah shemutar le'achol machil behemo achayav v'la'ofos. As long as it's permitted to eat chametz, one may feed chametz to domesticated animals, beasts, and birds. The Gemara infers from here that as long as it's not permitted to eat chametz, meaning once the prohibition begins, one may not feed it to animals, and determines that this ruling doesn't fit with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis regarding when chametz becomes prohibited. Rabbi Barua said the Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Gamliel, who held that chametz that is chuan may be eaten the entire fourth hour, truma that is chametz may be eaten by Kohen the entire fifth hour, and the chametz must be burned at the beginning of the sixth. Our Mishnah is saying that as long as a Kohen may eat chametz that's truma during the fifth hour, a non-Kohen may feed chametz that's chuan to the animals during that time, but he may not eat it. Point number two, the Gemara asks why the Mishnah listed three categories of animals and explains. If the Mishnah only listed behemos, one might have thought that it only applies to them because if they leave over any chametz, one can see it and then get rid of it. Rashi explains they do not hide their food. Chayos hide their food, and therefore, if one were to feed them, he might not be able to find the chametz in time to get rid of it. If the Mishnah only listed chayos, one might have thought that since they hide their food, at least if they leave some over, they'll hide it. If the owner can't find it, he'll only transgress bal yimatz, not to find. If a behemoth leaves over a food, however, the owner might not have a mind to be mevatlet, and then he'll transgress bal yira, bal yimatz, not to see it or find it. Once the Tana mentioned behemoths and chayos, he also mentioned birds. And point number three, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the source for the prohibition against deriving hana from chametz. Chizkiyah derives from the pasuk lo ye'echel chametz. Chametz shall not be eaten, which is understood to mean lo ye'baheter achila. There shall not be associated with chametz any permissibility that leads to eating. Rashi explains that any monetary gain will bring one to purchase food. Had the pasuk written you shall not eat chametz in the active form, then the prohibition would have solely been on the eating. Rabbi Abba said, "Kol makom shenemar lo yochel osochel osochel, anywhere." But the pasuk reads, "One shall not eat, or you singular shall not eat, or you plural shall not eat." Echad isr chilva, echad isr hanam mashma. Both a prohibition against eating and deriving benefit are inferred, unless the Torah specifies otherwise, as it does regarding the vela. All right, so now we go to the siman for daf chafav, and our siman is a car. Now, how do we get to car to chafav? All right, so now we go to our standard siman for daf chafav, and our siman is a car. How do we get kar from chaf aleph? So kar by Bostonians is pronounced a ka. So that's how we get to it in a strange way. So kar is our siman. Here goes. The car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayas, and ophos, and occurred right before the siren sounded, "Lo ye'achel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten." Once again, in slow motion. The car accident, that must be more daf chafalaf, ka. The car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side, which reminds us that the Mishnah of Kol Shemutu Lef Machil, the entire time it's permitted to eat chametz, one may feed it to his animals, is going according to Rabban Gamliel holds, while Kohanim are permitted to eat truma, that is chametz, during the fifth hour, non-Kohanim are permitted to feed chametz, which is chulin, to their animals. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ophos, which reminds us why the Tana listed behemoths, chayos, and ophos in the Mishnah. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ophos, and occurred right before the siren sounded, Lo ye'achel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding the source that chametz is asur b'hana. Hiskia says it comes from the pasuk Lo ye'achel chametz, and Rabbi Abba holds any time a pasuk says Lo yochel, Lo socho, Lo sochlu, it also includes that isra not unless the pasuk states the permissibility explicitly, such as in the case of an nevela. So once again, the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ophos, and occurred right before the siren sounded Lo ye'achel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.